We've been looking at the Asma'ul Husna, the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through which we are able to not only gain qurba, or closeness to Him, but also through which we can reach our full potential. We've been focusing on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we've been using ayah 110 of Surah Bani Israel as our base, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qulid Allaha Awid Ar-Rahman, Ayyaman Tad'u, Falahul Asma'ul Husna, say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman. Whichever you call upon, He has the best of names. Today we will look at the attribute of Malikul Mulk, the master of the kingdom, or the king of absolute sovereignty. Let's look at reference of Quran first, at the most beautiful ayah known as Ayatul Mulk, which has many benefits in reciting. It's Surah number 3, Surah Al Imran, and it's ayah number 26 and 27. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل اللهم مالك الملك تأتي الملك من تشاء وتنزي الملك ممن تشاء. Say, O Muhammad, O Allah, Master of the Kingdom, You give the kingdom to whomsoever You please, and You take away the kingdom from whomsoever You please. وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء. You exalt whomsoever You please, and You abase whomsoever You please. بيدك الخير, in your hands is all good. إنك على كل شيء قدير, indeed you have power over all things. تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل, وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي, وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب. You make the night pass into the day, and the day pass into the night. You bring forth the living from the dead, and You bring forth the dead from the living, and You give sustenance to whom You please without measure. Now, the master of the kingdom is really the quality of carrying out what Allah wills in Allah's kingdom in the manner He wills, bringing it into being, perpetuating it, destroying it, annihilating it, whatever, as He pleases. Now, when we say He gives and takes as He pleases, in essence it means in accordance with His laws. It's not just like anything. I'll give you an example. If a teacher were to say, a just teacher, a righteous teacher, a knowledgeable teacher, an honorable teacher, if she were to say that I will give the prize to whomsoever I wish, automatically, you and I know that she will give it to the most able, the most conscientious, and the one who has strived to do the best in her class. She's not just going to pick on anyone. So whenever we read this verse, whomsoever you please, let's not connote in our minds that there is some sort of a pick and choose thing, or some sort of pick whoever is lucky. It must be according to the attributes that we've gone through. The word Al-Mulk here means kingdom, and the word Al-Malik means the powerful one, the one who possesses perfect power. The totality of everything in existence forms a single kingdom. Allah rules it and has power over it. The totality of existing things are a single kingdom because they're dependent upon each other. Even if they're numerous in one respect, they still remain a unit of one another. And that is what Tawheed is all about. The example is the human body. It's a kingdom for the real nature of human beings. It consists of different members, but they all give the appearance of cooperating in attaining the goal of a single manager, and thus the kingdom is one. And thus when we say Malik al-Mulk, that's the effect that must be in our mind. See, Malik al-Mulk is one whose judgment cannot be revoked. Nobody can appeal or repeal it. All things in existence, in all their degrees and levels, constitute that kingdom, that one kingdom, owned by one absolute power. Malik al-Mulk only occurs in the Quran once, in the ayah that we looked at. But there's another derivative, which is al-Malakut, which we will find exists in Surah Yasin, that Surah number 36, ayah 83, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Glory be to Him, in whose hands is the kingdom of all things. There are other ayat in the Quran where this is used. But this, basically, Malik al-Mulk, connotes total power. The Prophet ﷺ said that قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ is one of the ismi a'azam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always respond when He is called by this name. Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam was once asked by one Ababa ibn Rabi al-Asdi about ability. And Imam Ali alayhi salam asked him, do you have ability without Allah or with Him? Ababa could not answer. So Imam told him, say something. He said, what shall I say, Ya Ali? And Imam said, you should say that you have it by permission of Allah, who has full control over it without your help. If He opts to grant it to you, then it is a ni'mah which He gives you. And if He takes it away, it is a trial from Him. He is the real owner of what you own, and the one who owns what He enables you to possess. Have you not heard about seeking His help? And might by saying, surely there is no help nor might except through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ababa asked him, and what does it mean, Ya Ali? He said, it means we do not stay away from committing acts of disobedience to Allah except if He protects us against disobeying Him, and we have no strength to obey Him except if He grants us His help. Whereupon Ababa leaped up, he stood up, and he kissed Imam. It's important to understand what Malik al-Mulk means. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything. We earn nothing save ourselves. And we can only own ourselves if we are able to control ourselves. And therefore, if we apply Malik al-Mulk to ourselves, psychoethically, one who is able to apply Malik al-Mulk realizes that Allah has depicted us as His deputy in governing the universe and ourselves. The realization makes ourselves take control of ourselves. We would never say, but I cannot help it. I could not help my emotions. I just let go of myself. We're in control. There is a sense of willpower in ourselves. And this only comes with knowledge and being able to put that knowledge into practice with the intention of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thus realizing our full potential. If you recite Malik al-Mulk 212 times, then inshallah Allah will increase your sustenance in all corners to be able to serve Him. If you have doubts in your mind, they will turn into assurance. And if you have people under your care or under your employment, reciting Malik al-Mulk will ensure that they are able to obey you or follow your instructions with pleasure rather than with resentment.